Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on January 7th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Tanunoka Wande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the current economic situation in Zimbabwe as teachers threaten to boycott work.
To join our discussion, please phone us directly at 001-202-6192077, and we will call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilo shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us on voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voaindebele.com. If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the current economic situation in Zimbabwe, where doctors are on strike and are likely to be joined by teachers tomorrow on the first day of the 2019 financial year. Doctors who are demanding salary payments in United States dollars, improved working conditions, and the revival of the state-sponsored vehicle loan scheme downed tools on December 1st, 2018. Teachers today held several meetings with state officials as the Zimbabwe Teachers Association has already declared that its members are too incapacitated to start work tomorrow. The teachers are also demanding payment in U.S. dollars as the current quasi-currency, the bond note, has lost value together with the real-time gross settlement. And this comes at a time when most parents are saying they are struggling to buy uniforms and pay fees for school-going children. Please note that we are live-streaming this show on Facebook pages VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. So if you want to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. Yebo kambe mahlabe zulungani indaba ezingani zihlaba abantu sibili enhliziyweni. Lapha ke sikhuluma ke ngokukhalela umsebenzi okwenziwa ngodokotela. Sibele isikhatshana sibili kumbe ngathi namhlanje kukwanise amalanga angu 38. Kuzobuya ke obabalisi bathi kusasa balakho ukuthi abasozebuya emsebenzini. Kusenzakala konoko abazali bathi abayenelisi ukuthenga impahla yabantwana. Inxa yokuthi ke phela imali iyahlupha. Inxa sisigangela udokotela nababalisi bathi imali asebeyifuna ukuthi babhadalwe iholo labo ngamadola eMelika. Kuzobuya ke siyabona ukuthi ke uhulumende uthi hayi abanye odokotela sebebuyele emsebenzini. Kodwa udokotela bathi akunjalo. Kusoba lokuthi uhulumende uzama ukuthi aqile abantu ebatshengisele ngazani sebele sivumelwano khonoko akakenzakali khonoko. So ke sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi lithini ngodaba lolu. Ngenani kuhlelo khona manje. Nansi nombolo 001-202-619-2077. Kunjalo babandi.
Jue. Nasi tiri kutarisa nyaya mamiriro akaita zvinhu muZimbabwe maererano nenyaya dzezvemari nenyaya dzezveupfumi nenyaya dzevashandi vazhinji vavo vakumboranga mabasa ndo nyaya yatikuda kuti titarise tikurukure nhasi kuda kuti pananewo mazano tinzwe kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei sezvamanzwa kana muchida kuti kupinda muchirongwa munotifonera pa 001-202-619-2077 tigo kufonerai mugotipavo pfungwa dzenyu. Mamiro zvinhu hazvina kunyatsomira zvakanaka mazuva ano pamusoro penyaya dzezveupfumi pamusoro penyaya dzezvemari tina maticha varairidzi vari kurangwa mabasa vari kutotibo kutangidza mangwana chaiko vanenge vachishanda mazuva maviri pasvondo rese rese kusvika hurumende yagadzirisa zviri kuvanetsa asi vati kwanzi tinopa hurumende mazuva gumi namana kana urumende isina kuita zvavari kuda vava kuita pa strike chayo zvokugara kumba zvokusaenda kuchikoro saka ndo gumwe rutivi uno rumwe rutivi vana chirembavo vari kutivo vane zvichemo zvavanoda kuti denho urumende yagadzirisa vasi kuendawo kumabasa nyaya dzacho dziri kungoramba dzichienderera mberi asi hurumende iri kuti chimwe chezvichemo zvavarayiridzi nana chiremba chokuti vabhadhagwa nemari yokunze kana kuti US dollar hazvigoni nokuti hurumende inoti haina mari yokuita zvose izvozvo zvino ndo imwe nyaya iri kunetsa musakanganwa kuti chirongwa ichi chiri kubuda pafacebook page yedu live iko zvinoti chikurukura dhuve
ye kunjalo ke njobo wande ekubeka ke pakati kwenu yokuti ke uhlelo lolu luphuma ke live kufacebook kuvoa studio 7 voa shona lakuvoa ntebele lingakhohlwa njalo lokuthi sikhona phela emsakazweni we-studio 7. So we are happy that we are joined by our first guest, and that is Mr. Joseph Chuma, a former parliamentarian, and he's a current member of the ruling party. He's in the Central Committee. Mr. Chuma, good evening, and welcome to the program.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us, and Happy New Year.
Oh, compliments of the new season, indeed. We thank the Lord, and at least there's a bit of rain now that are pouring on us, so it gives us some bit of hope, especially on the livestock and also the crops. This is a good development for 2019. What a way to start 2019. We thank the Lord, indeed.
When we look at the economic situation in Zimbabwe, indications are that you know, the economy is declining very fast, and the U.S. dollar is, you know, everyone wants to be paid now in U.S. dollars. We know that the doctors have been on strike for a long time now. Teachers are also threatening to go on strike. And it seems as if the situation in the country, Mr. Chuma, is very chaotic now. So what is going on?
Well, I can safely tell you that we at times get to a point of inconsideration and at times of not being sincere with ourselves and at times being so pessimistic that we never want to give anything a chance. This is a new dispensation that just began its journey. And honestly speaking, I would have loved and I would have thought that the most logical thing that should have happened is that we should all have given it a chance, rallied behind it, and make it work. Because unfortunately, like I have repeatedly said, this game of economics will take everybody on board. It cannot be done by one party, the ruling party, ZANU-PF. It can't be done by a certain sector. Even if they were to give MDC the rocks today, and then ZANU-PF decided to sabotage their spell, they will still come under the same conditions as we are facing now. So the economy needs everybody to speak with one voice, everybody to remember that Zimbabwe is the first common denominator to all of us before we are either ZANU-PF or MDC or ZAPO, or either Catholic, Zayoja, or my church, Sengwa. But we will face us, Zimbabweans. We are born to be Zimbabweans. Then we choose what we want to do with our lives later on. So this is the moment when people really need to have a strong and big paradigm shift to come back together and say, let us focus. Just like what the president said when he was inaugurated, he actually opened up the doors for even the opposition leader, Advocate Chamisa, to say, come, we have a role to play in this new government. And such is the way and the direction that we need to take as Zimbabweans if we are going to rescue this moment and come out a better country with a very versatile economy.
But apparently it is very clear that ZANU-PF is actually in power. And for you to blame the opposition of sabotaging the economy and all those things, some people are saying, you know what, ZANU-PF has failed and is not doing the right thing. So are people precise, really correct to say the problem is with ZANU-PF, nothing else?
No, it can't be true. ZANU-PF is coming up to say, let us work together, let us develop this economy, and they are trying to bring up policies to open up. If you remember, the previous regime had no open-door policy at all. We were disengaging ourselves from everybody, the international community. But now this new regime led by our President Mnangagwa is saying that, no, let us engage everybody. Let us look east and look west and look everywhere and have everybody partaking of this beautiful nation called Zimbabwe. So that's the trajectory that we need. But now the problem is that there are others who are saying, so how are we going to succeed? That's why I said that even if MTC had to come into power now and ZANU-PF adopts such kind of hypocrisy and such kind of mentality to say we are going to throw spanners into the works of MTC, they will never go anywhere. My brother, that's why they said united will stand but divided will fall. So as long as everybody doesn't come to this party, we are going to have a problem. So this is the time when people need to realize that patriotism must be more than a partisan politics of saying I'm ZANU-PF, I'm MDC. MDC can have good ideas, and ZANU-PF must be able to embrace those ideas and move on with them. ZANU-PF can have good ideas. MDC must accept that as well, and we all move on together. But the moment we always want to oppose and oppose each other for the sake of opposing, then we'll never grow, we'll never go anywhere. Let us take examples from nations like where you are right now in America. The Democrats and the Republicans can fight and oppose each other, but when it comes to the issue of America, they will close ranks and come together. And that's why America is where it is today. But with our mentality here of saying, whatever ZANU-PF says,
as we speak right now, Mr. Chuma, there's a government shutdown here in America over differences on matters to do with border security and others. But meanwhile, can you hold there? I think we're joined by our second guest, and that is Mr. Opet Masarawure, president of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. Mr. Masarawure, good evening and welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you so much, sir.
Yes, I think Mr. Wando posed a question.
Ko mabudiswa mjere nguva iyi nai vamasaraure.
Tabuda mjere masikati hurumende yedu iri sete yedu ine apetandi yekusunga vanhu yekubvisa vanhu vasichakara zombo yekubvisa vanhu vasichachibvisa nacho tungori vadzidzisi vari kutambura vanototoda kudya toda kutumira vana vedu kuzvikoro. Saka tasungwa tikazoburiswa after 3 hours. Tasungwa anonga tazobuda kwako kuma 100 here. Tabuda tasungwa kuma around 14.
Mhosva yamanga muchipomerwa ndeyei?
Hatina mhosva yatapomerwa. Tangoita dzimwe zvekuita nguva sangana nemabhinya asi ari mapurisa akatopfeka yunifomu dzenyika vanotobhadharwa mari mubateti zvedu sevanhu vakatopfeka zvose zvombo zvekugwisa kana paine mhirizhonga. Isu tinongozvifambira tichiimba nziyo. Vakatitakura vakatiisa mumota yavo
vakatendeaita
kuti mhosva yamunapomera ndeyo vakati hatisati anayo
pane vanoti varayiridzi ava vari kuda kuratidzira kuti vari kuita zvamastrike pamwe chete nanachiremba vari kutumwa navamwe vanhu ndizvo here mungati chinamashoko vayo
masaisa yacho anoita se anorasika kuno.
Oh, ndanga ndati pane vamwe vanhu vanoti vadzidzisi nana chiremba ava vari kuratidzira vari kuramwa mabasa pane ari kuvatuma munoti chii nemashoko iwayo?
Ivowo ndo umbwa hwakakurisisa.
Aiwa, vamasaraure pamusoro
neurombo ndaandichida kuti ivoko ndokushayisa kwakakurisisa kunoitwa nevanhu vakaguta vanofunga kuti matumbu avo oga ndiwo akakosha. Vanhu vanofunga kuti vana vavo voga ndiwo vakakosha. Vanhu vanofunga kuti utano hwavo voga ndiwo hwakakosha. Vanhu vanodaro vanotumira vana vavo kunodzidza kuamerica, vanotumira vana vavo kunodzidza kuaustralia. Vanhu vanodaro havana chavanoshaya mudzimba dzavo. Isusu weare ordinary citizens vari kushaya kana chekubata mudzimba. We work tirelessly for this country tichishingirira kuti tidzidzisa vana vachipasa nyika ichibhosta ichiti tine vanhu vanotidzidzisa education yedu yakakura zvisingaiti. Isu toti todawo muhoro unoita kuti tiwane chekudya, todawo muhoro unoita kuti tiwasoita vana vedu muchipatara. Muoti tatumwa ndingatumwa here kuti ndizive kuti mwana wangu ane nzara. ndingatumwe here kuti ndizive kuti handina mari yekukurisa muchovha kuenda kubasa. Hunhubu hunoitwa nevanhu vanoti kana vabata voti pavakabata ipopo vakushandisa fosi yekutanga ndiyo yavanoshandisa mapurisa, asi tachitangwa anongogirebha vanhu semasandi eminisia inongoya chikobata vanhu zvisite zvoti hatingamhosi hatakutendera. Vanoshandisa chechipiri vachishandisa zvenyaya yestate propaganda, vanogara pasoshandisa maresources avangadai vachiisa kudevelopment yenyika kuti vagenerate lies and malice dzekungodisiridza nyika. It's unnecessary and it's uncalled for. This country is going to move forward beyond the malice inotoa propaganda yakuti vanhu ngavauye vasadire jeta whatever. The biggest jeta rekudirwa ndere vanhu vari misdirected vanofunga kuti ivo vega ndo vane matumbu isati panokudira.
Mwambomira ipapo tichadzoka kwamuri. Mr. Masaraure Senga,
ndinotenda ndinotenda pachadzoka vama Lawrence Mapengo vadinavo vachange vachipindira urombo ndazwa ukasha
nezvinhu
zvatogara tichinotaura nevanhu. Saka ndichakumbira va Lawrence Mapengo vanove sekretari veeducation research pamunodzoka ndovatange.
Aiwa, tatenda chaizvo vamasaraure, tinotenda zvikuru. Mr. Masaraure is not happy with the accusations or insinuations that the doctors, the teachers have a hidden agenda or they are being asked to do this by some unseen hand. But he says his biggest question is that, do I have to be told by anyone that my child is hungry? So he's saying that this is what they are fighting for, that they should have an equal part of the cake so that, you know, the country can move forward. So what I wanted to ask Mr. Chuma, how are you, Mr. Chuma?
Yes, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm fine. Thank you so much. There are those people who say that the new dispensation has been given more than enough time to show a difference from the way things were and the way things are today. They are saying that things instead are getting worse. What can you say to that, Mr. Chuma?
I will tell you one thing straight up. It would be very unfortunate to hear anybody say that this new dispensation has been given enough time already, because we're actually less than a year into the new rule of the new dispensation. And you must know that building a country is not like cooking a pot of sada where you just boil water and then pour in millimil and that's it. You are good to go. It takes a whole lot of other dimensions to build up a nation and to sustain an economy that was already in its comatose. So I'll definitely tell you that this thing needs more time. It needs the engagement. It needs a focus and being together as a nation. It's not going to be a ruling party thing. It's not going to be an MDC thing. It's going to be a Zimbabwean thing. So as we go into it, let us look into this equation as an equation that can only be solved if X and Y are all together in it. Once there is one component that's not in it, we are going to have a problem.
But then when we look at the situation, we are seeing a lot of disgruntlement across professional organizations like the doctors, the teachers, for example. And now we hear that the miners are also threatening to join in this strike. Don't you believe that things are getting a little bit worse than they should have been otherwise?
Quite true indeed, but I'll tell you that it's very unfortunate to see things going that road. And when you really look into it, I will forgive anybody who actually say that there's another hand, a hidden hand pulling the strings there to make some of these things dance to a certain tune. It becomes unfortunate when professions like teaching, the medicine profession, become polarized as well, and politics comes into play. Those are professions that have always been respected, and I think that should have been left alone of this game. But if you look at our Zimbabwean situation, it's so very unfortunate that our opposition party normally taps into those kind of bodies and professions like the ZCTUs, because we all know it's not a secret that the MDC was born out of the ZCTU anyway. But now we are now sort of diluting genuine grievances that are there. The teachers have, genuine grievances. Doctors have genuine grievances. Those things should be addressed in a sober manner, and they definitely have to be attended to. But unfortunately, while we are at it, some elements of politics come out now and start disturbing and distorting what the genuine people are really crying for. Look at the, by the doctors, they are crying for forex, but in their profession, well, they are not producing any forex at all. So what do they expect the government to get the forex from at the moment? They already see that government is struggling to try and get forex to bring in basic commodities like fuel and even drugs that they are going to use in hospitals, and then they demand their salaries in forex. Surely this is our thing. We are growing it, and while it's still growing, yet that land is not really grown to support such things. Is it going to grow? Karagudu, we are actually killing it. That's one thing. That thing. Those are the kind of questions that must come into people's minds. Yes, I can understand miners. Miners mine gold or platinum, whatever, and they're earning that forex. I can understand them when they say, "Let's have the forex," because they're earning it every day. But every other sector, really, if you are patriotic and you want to grow this thing, we should understand and bear with the government to say they still don't have what they would want to actually have. It's just like you at home. Kanawa retrenched and you're not working. And then your kids are crying for meat, yet you are actually on a linen budget and you can probably afford meat once a week. They must really understand then this. When you sit down with them and say, "Guys, this is the situation. I'm no longer working at the moment, so we now need to tighten up a couple of things."
Thank you,
if
Chuma.
They are proper children, they must understand you and bear with you at that moment until you get all right.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Dr. Slobaba, Ukafron, Love, Kuwen. Baba Ndlovu, ungawutshona njani?
Ngiyaphila kunjani mfowethu?
Siyaphila kakhulu. Ungathini ke ngokwenzakale kwele Zimbabwe?
Eyi, into eyenzakala kwele Zimbabwe inzima kakhulu. Because into esiyikhalela ukuthi nga ungaphuma neparty ungene enye iparty at least. Because now akunamadoktha ezibhedlela, amatisha nathi astrike. So into esiyikhalela kakhulu ukuthi nga kungaba notshintsho ukuthi sikwazi ukuthi iZimbabwe siyibhilde ibe right, because manje even imali ayikho ekhaya. Kumele sisebenzise ama-foreign currency, so not i-coconut is not right. Kumele siwanta izwe lethu liba nemali, but for now i-country yethu ayinamali. Kumele sisebenzise imali zamanye amazwe, ba imali yalaphana leyo bond yakhona ayisebenzi. Uma uhamba nakwelinye ilizwe ayisebenzi. Ungeza napha e-South Africa, South Africa abayithathi le mali, so kumele uyiphindisele bank. So that's a big problem. Yabona, so nga ungazanya ukuthi kubuild i-country, then le party i-party lebuso e-ZANU-PF iphume embusweni kungene i-MDC. At least sibone ukuthi wena i-MDC what gonna to do, izoyenzelani abantu, because now siyakhala sisemazweni manje siyasebenza kodwa asiyiboni into esisebenzela, because into zi-too expensive ekhaya. So into sesikhala ukuthi nganje kungangena enye iparty sikwazi ukuthi sibuilde i-country yethu ngenye iparty, bonti yona izosishiya kuphi, sikwazi ukubona ukuthi nathi sihambe siyosebenza emakhaya. Silena e-South Africa nje asijabule, cause asikwazi ukubona iy'ngane zethu. Ukuzibona iy'ngane sizizile after 1 year, so that's a big problem. At least uma ngabe ngisebenza ekhaya ngizobona eBulawayo, ngiyakwazi ukushesha ngeFriday ngihambe ngela lekhaya ngibona iy'ngane zami. But for now, noma ngishesha ngeFriday angikhoni ukuthi ngihambe ngiyobona iy'ngane, cause sizakufanele Monday nezemsebenzini and the country isebudini kakhulu. Yabona.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke Ndlovu. Ungathini nokusasa, sibongile bakho.
Okay, siyabonga mfowethu.
Yes, that's Mr. Kafron Ndlovu. He's in South Africa. He's complaining really about the bond notes. He's saying they are not, working at all. That's the, problem that Zimbabwe is facing.
Mm.
Says those bond notes are too problematic.
Mm.
And then at the same time, he was saying that ZANU-PF has failed. So the leadership of ZANU-PF should pave way for MDC. So that he can always visit home and see his kids and so forth. So now, I don't know whether we've got a reaction from people.
There is someone here who is saying exactly what you have just said. This is Charles Katerere, who is saying that zvinotodam tungamiri asiri dambudzo ngava pevachamisa. That's his opinion, that they need a new leader.
And naturally, I think Juma's reaction would be like, you know, it's not like sharing cigarettes.
No,
that's
no,
power.
No.
You know?
yeah. And Nicodemus Matariro, anoti apana, apana nyayapa.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't believe that the ZANU-PF is trying to do, really trying to do anything mm-hmm. Helpful. And then Mehluleli Moyo
mm-hmm.
is very critical of Mr. Chuma.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying that he's not looking at the bigger picture, but that he's just looking at the situation around himself.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Ernest Gomani, who just says, Jaka Oma, Tawanda Gorondondo wants to talk to us. We'll call him.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tennyson Sibiya says, Vumai kutitakone wa mupeva mwebasa wa nogona. That's Mr. Sibiya.
Mm-hmm.
Nicodemus Matariro mm-hmm. says that this so-called new dispensation is just as good as nothing to the ordinary Zimbabwean. Yeah, and Takura Uni says that enough time ya Uno Taura during GNU
mm-hmm.
change was seen within a short space of time. Ipai mwana mu. Oh, I don't know what this word means, so I won't try to say it.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah. Yeah, so I think we've got a caller, but before going to that caller, Mr. Wande,
mm-hmm.
We've got Tendai Ipindura who says, my way, naive to way.
Mm.
So I think
that's a cry of despair.
Uh-huh. Then Zakile Liline is saying, I'm watching you guys. Then Utuli Masoga, why is ZANU-PF blaming other people for his own problems? Then Tabisa Mbuyazu is saying, Tube, I'm watching as well. Thank you so much, Tabisa, for watching us. And then we've got a caller. Can you take that caller? I think it's Shona, the speaker.
Makadi niko pa runarapa.
Novara Magadi. Achiochimba baba munochimba were.
Aiwa tirofara edu tirikutaura nani?
Murikutaura na akrinti muvamba vari ku Cape Town.
Ehe. Tibasire one pfungwa dzenyu panyaya iri mudariro iyi.
Ehe, panyaya iri mudariro vakuru vangu ini ndikona kuti vakuru vakone vabata, especially iyo vatungamiriri yedu. Yokuti yo vatungamiriri vedu kana vachitenga zvinhu zvavanotenga nemari yekunze, especially rekuAmerica. Ivo vanhu vakadzidza, vanhu vanenge madhokotera nevanhu ivo maticha ndivada kupoyo mari yemapepa kuti vakwanise kuti vadzokere kubasa. Indoona kuti pakashata vakuru kana vakonewa, havasiyire vechidiki, vechidiki vose vabasa voenda mberi. Zviri nani cherawo vazhinji vechidiki vanotagaa zviri nani kuti tiwane muniri munhu anoreva nhema wechituko chava chaneta neva vasi vari kutungamirira va because vauraya nyika hakuna izvozvi so kuti nditumire mari akatumira ari maranga akachinja ari kumabhondi hapana zvandiendaita saka nini chandirongorai chokuti gavhenmeni iripo inofanira ngosiya nekuti problem iso kwetute problem avangu ndopane pfungwa dzangu ndizvatinongoenda chete.
Aiwa, tinotenda nemashoko enyu.
Mm-hmm.
Asi munoziva kuti zvikakwanisika here izvozvo zvokuti hurumende ingoisa zvinhu pasi yofamba yoenda? Zvinogoneka here izvozvo?
Ipapo vava vanoneta because hei simba vanorida pakutungamirira asi havachakoniwe vatadza ivo vakarwara vanofuraya oratika isusu hama dzedu even hezvi tiri kuno kunze kwenyika ivezi kanzibere kwangu arwara handikwanisi kumunzwa kokuno kuno kwatakafira kwetekedzanzi kure ivo panapo pachida mari yakawanda ndinotadza kutomunzwa asi ivo zviri izvi saka ipapo ndinoti zvinovambozive izvo hama vacho vakavhotera ehe hongu vakakumbira musharo dzapfuura asi pane vamwe vacho vakavhota havasi kuwana kumbavafungira ndinoona kuti varume havanana basa kana hanya nedzimwe kuti zvikabva pachigaro zvinonetsa tinozviziva hanoene kuti vachaziva kuda kwaya jesere asi vakonewa varanadza kuzviona ivo varume vava vari kutisungamirira.
Aiwa, tatenda zvikuru nemashoko enyu. Mm-hmm. Tatenda zvikuru nokutitsigira kwamuri kuita. Tinovimba kuti zvinhu zvichafamba zvakanaka. You know, his solution is very simple. The government should just give up and let other people do it.
Yeah,
I wanted to know if it is practical, and he admits that it's not practical, but he is adamant that we need new leadership, people with new ideas.
Mm-hmm. Let's hear what other people are saying on mm-hmm. Facebook. We've got Faith Cutler who says, no longer an excuse saying new dispensation. How is the MDC throwing spanners in ZANU-PF's works? Vama Saraure is on point and Mr. Chuma should listen. Then Zwelani Reeves Moyo says, ZANU-PF is the old dispensation and the same new dispensation. It has never respected its own policies. Then Ever Weak Mare says, ZANU-PF failed the people of Zimbabwe 30 years ago. They must go. How can Mr. Chuma talk of being together when the ZANU-PF leadership is enjoying a life, buying cars, going out of the country for medical checkups, and all these other things? Then Faith Cutler is back again. He says, we should be seeing good policies on the ground towards easing the economic situation in Zimbabwe. And then David says, for how long are we going to have all these problems under ZANU-PF? So I guess we've got another caller. But before going to that caller, let's maybe get a comment from Mr. Lawrence Mutengo of the Rural Teachers Association. Mr. Mutengo, how are you? Mr. Mutengo or Mpengo or Mutengo? Lawrence, are you there?
Mapengo.
Oh, Mapengo. Mapengo. So, yeah, okay. So now we got it right. So maybe you can pose a question to him.
Makadi niko, tipewe ufungwa zenyu, ndimi muri mkati me saka wanda wanda sirikuitika munyika. Muno nzwa sirikutoro wana vamwe, manzwa usatoro wana na vachuma, na vamwe vese vese. Tipewe ufungwa zenyu pa mamiru akaita zinu.
Nyaeri papa kumbe ndiye kuti zvinhu zviripo ground zvakaoma. Edi vanhu vafana kuti run away from reality yekuti upenyu muZimbabwe hwaoma, maprices akwira, then vanhu vasi kuto afforda even mabasics yekuti put on the table. So it's a reality that people don't need to run away. And vanhu vezvanupiefu vafana kublema kuti kwanzi pane mumwe munhu ari kubira jecha pazvinhu zvinhu. But even they are to blame because they are just a few months away from election, and we are failing to fulfill my election promises. They are failing to fulfill the Nika. If I'm being there, if I can, if I put in a put it in Gawirana, you can only see on in the Mumu government in the old Kurana. If you know that Kakaran, I ain't to enjoy. But it was not going to go and go to the water of the mouth. Whatever, I'm listening to the thing.
Saka imimi sekubvunza kwandana mboita manzwa zvataurwa navamwe manzwa zvataurwa navachuma imimi munofunga kuti chii chinofanira kuitwa kuti zvinhu zvigadzikane izvi
zvinhu zvinofanira kuti zvigadzikane izvi ndezvekuti vanhu vanofanira the government zvanhu zvinofanira kuti aseptia kuti zvinhu zviri kuitika izvi it's not the best way forward zvavafanira kuti bond runs 1:1 But you can't open a shop on out to 3-tier system, exchange system. You need to work on Gotanga, which is Zuma reality background. I think it could be in a better way forward. Then we move away from the bond, you know, to the later, you can get a 3-tier system. Then our job currently is stable. There's no more options. You go out there. Yes, no more options. You go out there. And those options can be done and you can have angle stabilizers and go back and down there. Otherwise, go to the theater, return to the activity. Say, they would say it's a runaway from reality. I use it. Pagaita sepapo, andi unise kuti nirengenda beri.
Kwa zvakunonzi, maticha ava wisi mario kunze, maticha has generative foreign currency. Seva, chida kubadarwa ne mario kunze.
Iyo ya, it's a problem. Because it's just with my employees. And the government, the responsibility I get a cater for our welfare. Brother, at least you're sitting there generating foreign currency. Can I tell you something about it? No, when we do that, we do that. 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 Tichipipai mari yoyo, andifu kuti nga ziwa tinda ekoko. Iwo nga angu eta fulfill obligation yedi yekuti maticha, kama tivashandu wawe urumende, welfare yawe is well catered for. Then tine tato peta. Otherwise, mezese inenge yangu wa politiki, ende nyikaeda ya mpendi mbele.
Aywa, tatenda skuro, wama pengu, tishadzoka kwa muri, ramba ya nyumuri parunare.
Takana.
Tue. They are, you know, on the issue that teachers do not generate any foreign currency, so they should not asked to be paid in foreign currency. He says that's not an issue because it is the government's responsibility to take care of their welfare, whatever currency is used. That is fine with them, but it has to be a currency that also can make them live a better life than what is going on now.
I think what he's saying is very true, because even some big companies that don't generate foreign currency have to rely on, you know, foreign currency from the RBZ. So whether you generate foreign currency or not, you know,
this issue
from
Mr. Chuma. Yes. Yeah.
So at the end of the day, we are told that Mr. Wande, we've got another caller, I think. Let's take that caller. Someone a caller, Kunjan.
You what?
In Kumalo one for it.
Kumalo PGC.
Pengisipo unjani? Ngiphilile. Yeah, akutsho phela nakho kuyasukukanya into eziningi sesihlupha kwale Zimbabwe, ubona njani?
Ya, inkinga lokhu ibona manje ibheka ku TV everything Zimbabwe akukho-right. Amadoktha anelungelo lokuthi astrike ngoba ngabantu. Amatisha anelungelo lokuthi abastrike ngoba abantu. Lokuthi abalethi imali, abangenisa imali yamanye amazwe phandle, akutsho niks lokho. Akukho ukumehluko nes. Isekuthina lo obusayo lo usuke ezandleni zikatitsha. Ama-doctors ayenza umsebenzi obalulekile ebantwini, amatisha ayenza umsebenzi obalulekile ebantwini bangabantu. Into engixakayo ukuthi are they the only people ababona i-problem esekhaya na, or abantu bonke baseZimbabwe abayiboni laba abanye abantu? Yibo bodwa bayazi ukuthi ekhaya kuludubo na ama-teachers. It says ukuthi everybody must participate to fix up i-problem yasekhaya. But only doctors and teachers and nurses yibo abakumele bakhale ukuthi kule problem elizweni. I-government kayilungise udubo olusekhaya. Kube lokuzwana ekhaya. Even abantu abaphandle, they are not happy ukuthi babe phandle. It's not that they like it. You see more.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke baba Bhekisipho, ungadinwa kusasa, sibongele kakhulu.
Yebo.
So what Bhekisipho is saying is that the government should fix everything that is affecting the nation. You know, because he's saying at the end of the day, the problem that is there is seen by everybody. So the government has got the final say in whatever happens in Zimbabwe. So it should fix whatever is there. So maybe let's get a reaction from Mr. Chuma before we go to another guest. So, Mr. Chuma, I think we've been hearing people saying almost the same thing. ZANU-PF is not doing the right thing. So when are you going to do the right thing?
Like I said earlier on, we are doing everything to our best ability, but we are not going to be perfect. We are bound to make mistakes. We are bound to miss one or two things, and hence that's where everybody now is needed collectively, because we might be forming the government as a ruling party, but you see, the government belongs to everybody. It belongs to even the MDC cadre, the ZAPU cadre. So which means that at the end of it all, it all bows back to the effect of saying that let us all partake to the resuscitation of the economy and to the building up of all our infrastructure and everything collectively. So this thing cannot just be left to ZANU-PF. And believe me, ZANU-PF is not wanting to blame anybody. I've never heard them want to blame anybody or point fingers. This is not the time to point fingers at each other. But it is time to start telling some of the truth and saying, so iwewe urukite amili papu pauri, wena wenza nlapo ukona. What are you doing where you are? In aside, the sensitivity of the economy, the pushing forward of our country is concerned. And that question alone must then ignite that spark that is going to then start rejuvenating the country as a whole. But the moment wherever you are pulling astray, then you must know that you are part and parcel of the problems of the country called Zimbabwe. But if you are doing well where you are, talking well about your country wherever you are, in Washington, D.C., as you guys are there now, you should be trying to lobby to say, no, sanctions are not good because they don't affect the Ramnanga God, they don't affect the Chamisa. They affect the ZANU-PF POVO down there, the NDC POVO down there. Those are the people that are actually feeling the brunt of those sanctions. So to say targeted or targeted or whatever is not going to help anybody. Those guys are going to have their breakfast very well. Chamisa will wake up and eat his breakfast. Ramnangagwa is going to wake up and eat his breakfast. Go, but how about Isusu Povo, Pasapa, whether you are ZANU-PF or MDC, you are going to face the same problem. You are going to go to the same hospital where there are no doctors. You are going to send your children to the same schools where there are no teachers. I'm sure they are learning in some private school somewhere. I'm sure they are all grown up, but if they're young, they'll be going to some private school somewhere. But Marawako, they are going to go to teach. So who's falling and who at the end of the day? Those are the questions that Zimbabweans should really be posing to themselves right now.
Thank you.
And that way, we can start solving the equation of Zimbabwe going down, and we'll start seeing Zimbabwe going up. Because we now start pulling in one direction, knowing that whatever we do, the consequences are going to be felt by the person down there, not the people up there.
Thank you, Mr. Chuma. Thank you so much. I think we've got another guest.
Mm.
So who is this guest?
Magadini Kopa Runarapo.
I think it's Chief Chirandu.
Ah, yes. Diva Chirandu. Hello?
Yes.
Magadini Zeny.
Mushem.
Vyamako ere takapisa kukunzwa ipano pa nepfinyuro pa nemwe dzakawanda chose
Joshua
munofunge nezva muri kuona nezviri kuitika
zviri kuitika kumusha uko zvakahoma and the problem is there could be a solution by the authorities that be, if ever we had people who had what it takes to come up with the decisions and arrest the situation. Unfortunately, and we'd expect to which is practically impossible if you are being led by somebody who is blind. So...
I think his line is cut off. Yes.
Yeah.
So maybe go to Mr.
Maybe we'll get him back.
Yeah.
Vama Pengwa Muripo. Hello? Vama Pengwa Muripo.
Hello?
Yeah, ndando tukuda pamwe maenda. Manzwa swa taura ni vamwe manzwa swa pindura wo na vachuma. Imimi msavarairidzi. Chamunoona chinofanira kuitwa kuti zvinhu zvinake pamuri imimi ndechipi uye zvinozogona here kungogadzirira imimi moga vamwe vasina kugadziriswa
nyaya iripo ndeyekuti vanhu vangavangotibudira pachokwadi mamirira akaita zvinhu ende isechani panyaya yezola pakuti tinoona kuti maiyezola achitaugwa nezvavo kuna vamwe vari kumawana within the government. Saka kuti vazouya voti kwatiri isusu varairidzi hatisi kuwana hisa. Handifungi kuti kwai vaTrump kana kuti vaObama vakatora mahisa avo vakabuda nawo muZimbabwe. Angorimo ungati vanhu ungati mari yakatorwa ikabuda munyika iyi ingorimo but iri mudzimba dzavanhu ende vaibudisa vaenda nayo ndopavakauya vakaisa bhondi. Vakamboti promisa vachiita zvokuti bhondi 1:1. And ndobva vazotize bhondi 1:1 haichashandi ndobva vazodzokazova kuti 1:1 yaakushanda those contradictions ndo zvinoratidza kuti vanhu ava vasi kutitaurira in good faith but vakuda kungotirasarasa njere dzedu saka ndobva tava kuramba ipapo kuti no zvinhu zvamuri kutaura hazvii saka the way forward now is ngavatinyatso kutitaurira chokwadi chiripo chokutinoka utsotsi hwese hwavari kuita uko ndo hwatisingadi ona maethics good governance ndo havasi kuda kushowa ndo hatii kuramba
tinotenda namashoko enyu rambai zvenyu muripo tichadzoka kwamuri pane vamwe futi vari parunhare
yes I think it's Donald Mamboma
yeah. Wow, that sounds yeah. Familiar makadiva mamboma
makatindari
Aiwa tiri nani.
Yebo mamboma kunjani?
Ah kuyaphila kuyakunjani?
Hayi siyaphila mfowethu.
Titaurireza nasi muroda kuti taurira chi?
Ah nemkoma wandi munona sekuti nyika ino nakare. Ne vanhu vane kukavara kudai vachidzwa tipati.
Tiri kubvunza imimi ka. Tiudzei mimi kuti zvofamiswa sei? Munozviona sei?
As long tichingova nevanhu vakaita sana vachuma vane mfungwa dzakaridzana vachuma dzokusatenda zvinhu zviri pachena papani hanyika haina achimukoma tidimbonyeperana nokuti kozvino muriko wava kutoblema kutoblema kuta sokuti opposition ine simba here kana tiwo ndivakatitahwina tapinda panyanga zvavachiita kaonawo wai iko zvino vachida assistant yeopposition but vavairiga vachiita medzidhau dza zokuti 10+1 ndiani wai vava iko zvino vakuda kuti join forces nani vakuda kubata naye zvavaitika ndo zvavairigira vanoriga vasina kulu yokuzogadzira nyika ndo problem ine vanhu ava saka haisi yakanaka nyika yedu mukoma chero tikadii tichingova nevanhu vane pfungwa dzakaratidza vachuma idzo ivo vanobva vanonyatsokuzviona ndi mp kana kati vakazobvavo constituency yayo yanotomirira inowarana kuti ambura chaizvo kuda three quarters yanhu vose varimo vanotambura vanozviziva izvozvo vachuma havangafangu ngavaite sekuti ngavarege kuita sekuti vari kuudzwa zvinhu zvavasingazivi man hapana asingazivi kuti nyika munotambuka iko zvinoda zvamati maticha maticha ourikuitei urikuitei pauri chiichati saka kubva riine varungu varipo takamboona munhu achizonoitei pauri kana kuti unoshanda chauri kuita kushanda ticha ari kudzidzisa vana ngachipuwa kasei yacho ombodzorukitei pauri ipapo kuti vatumavo musafanga musatangwawo vainvita ipapo
aiwa hatidaro
nokutomboinvita pazvoti pfungwa dzavo dzinopesanei nemhomho yekwenyika
izvo hazvina haisiri mhosva kuti pfungwa dzavanhu dzinopesana dzinosiyana ndo zvatiri kukurudzira pachirongwa chino kuti vanhu vataure zvavanoona mavonero avo pfungwa dzavo pamusoro pezviri kuitika munyika saka
pfungwa dzavachuma nepfungwa dzavachiri manzi mukoma hwande avo kudai vanonyanya kutiza pachokwadi savanoziva chiasi ngavambopota vachiadhimita kuti chindo chokwadi kana vakangodero chete ithink nyika inonaka because problem yatinaende kuita futi nevanhu munyika vaviwo vasinga accepti chokwadi chiri pachena ndozvinonetsa kuti ivo vakaudzwa kuti zvakati ivo vanoda kuti kuda vada kuita mhandu kuvakungova omuwezi vachiopoza majority yavari kutungamiraira hawo kana uchingoopoza vanhu vari
kutungatine
zhara ivo uri kuti havana zha hamuna zhara titiri
kukuudzahauna
zha saka vakutungamirirani
chiregai vachuma vapinduro vega Mr. Chuma, are you there?
Yes, I'm there. It gets disappointing to hear a grown-up man say that it's not an issue of a government of national unity, no. But it's a matter of saying, but the world power, you have a role to play, definitely. Then you are somehow lost somewhere. You have a part to play. It's just like a character and a corruption. Corruption doesn't occur by one person. It has to involve other parties. And once the other party refuses to be corrupted or to be corrupt, then corruption cannot occur. But because another party then partakes of that, then that's how corruption is begun. That's all I'm saying. But what I'm saying is that we all have a role to play wherever we are. And if we don't play our role and want to blame, I don't pay for blame the government. I said that one, no patcha to tangra ipapo manje kuti zvikudzora kuti zvakahoma. But no one wants kuti zvinhuome because kana zvichoma zvinomera munhu wese, azvomera vanhu vezanipechete kana kuti vemdc chete, zvinomera vana veZimbabwe vese. So this is the time to really look at this thing national, in a nationalistic viewpoint rather than a partisan viewpoint of the Zambia's MDC. Because we are always on a political gear all the time. That is why we say a budget of politics, but it belongs to everybody, all those parties put together.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Chuma. Maybe Donald is still there. Maybe he can just his parting words. Donald?
Eh, mama, mama. Muchiribo.
Punda kuti iyo endiribo.
Eh, and then
his last words maybe because time is up.
Ma piwa mindro yenyu anditi mainzwa.
Ndanzwa, ndoda pano ndavunza padokodoko ngotiwa nguva dokodoko ndavunza kuti iyo pavanofamba vachidabule dzimwe nyika dzavamwe havaho kunyara here yevakuru sevo vachuma totovaisa maexecutive kana kuti hamero legislature mavari kana kuti havaho kunyara here vachiona development iri dzimwe nyika sevo vakuru vanenge vachibuda vachiuya kuno vachibira dzindege vachidi havaho kunyara here kuti nyika yavo yakangosunga ibhiriki dzabhiriki dzakuzimbabwe ingongondo hapana kana ndima yachabuda kana muforo haubudi kana ndima dzabhiriki dzamugoma hapana ndakungobudirana pachokwadi apa vanhu vanozvikoni wavo
Thank you so much, Mr. Mamboma.
Ai wata tatenda chaizvo nemashoko enyu semazuva ose matipa mashoko kuti timbonyatsofunga nezvamaburitsa tinotenda zvikuru vamamboma.
Very nice discussion. So we've got Brighton Ndugu who says, ET must give Chamisa a chance. Then Makosi Ncube says, I'm watching you live, guys, from Bulawayo. Then Santon Makuze says, this old dispensation has failed. Then Mpo Machaka says, it's so disheartening because our leaders have failed to deliver from their election promises. I'm watching you from Swaziland.
Mm.
Then we've got people like, let me see, Tafatso Ataru, says, what Mr. Chuma is saying is not true because the government of Zimbabwe only belongs to ZANU-PF. And then K. Mukunda says, please, Mr. Chuma, stop lecturing us on sanctions. They were put for a reason. So please, please make sure that you stay out of some of these things at times.
Mm.
And then we've got Takas Kauke. He says, please, Mr. Chuma, you're out of order. So what do we have?
We have a familiar name, Mr. Dennis Juru.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's an office holder in the International Cross-Border Traders Association,
mm-hmm.
who is saying that they stand in solidarity with those people who are striking.
Mm-hmm.
That's Mr. Dennis Juru.
Mm-hmm.
There is Mr. Mpe Mikoti, who says, Zimwe Zvinhu Zvinosiririsa Zanu Iruku. Irukura inongoramba ichiti iri kutonga munyika musina mari pakaipa dai vanzwira tsitsi vana veZimbabwe vangosiyavo semapiwo avakaitwa na Smith. That's what he believes that they should just leave the country the way it was when it was handed over to
by Ian Smith. Now I think we've got Chief Chirandu now.
Chirandu,
so
yes.
Chief Chirandu, how are you doing?
Yes.
Yeah, sorry, your phone was actually cutting off. So, Chief Chirandu is a former captain in the Zimbabwe National Army, and I guess now he's based in South Africa. So now, looking at the time when you were in Zimbabwe and now, I mean today, so do you see any big difference in terms of Zimbabwe's economic situation right now?
There is a difference, if I can say. The time when that I see a bit of a kumusha that you have no candy, you find it with you. Yes, time I tell you, that's when we had the serious problem by 2008. But I got an experience economic meltdown in Zimbabwe, which led later to the formation of the government of national unity, which then eased the things up. You know, we had a reprieve of some sort up until 2012. Because Pera government of national unity. Prior to that government of national unity, things had gone haywire. I think you bear with me, you understand how things were at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But if we are to reflect on what was happening that time, vis-a-vis what we are seeing and experiencing now, I think we are even worse off. In 2018, 2019, things are not getting any better. We are actually going down, and there is no coming back. As we can see, there are no signs of recovery.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing that you can say probably is going to give us some signposts of a better tomorrow. We only know that today is a bad day, tomorrow is even going to be worse, and we go on like that. And we see like EMA doctors, and they're going to be joining to nurses as well as my teacher, which is a national catastrophe. You know? But of course, we saw this coming. We saw this coming. Unfortunately, we have people in our country who believe you don't need to listen to reason, but you need to continue being repressive and reactive on issues. Really, if you were to come together and maybe find the best way possible out of my problems, and you would say, okay, fine, I can't go on like this because we need to lead to something worse than we have ever experienced before. Like, I mean, when we started having these issues of strikes, especially from the junior doctors, you could hear, right, from the leadership, that you say, unfortunately, we don't have any leadership. We don't have leaders in our country. Instead, ZAPF is anonymous of people who rule, as they always say, with the Chinotonga. But I don't know where the problem is. Because we don't need the Kutonga. That's where the problem is. That's where all the problems are emanating from. They are stemming from that. That we have people, we have the belief of Kutonga. But unfortunately, we don't have a Tungamiru. That's why we have this problem. But problems, EMA doctors, they were not being given attention to. Otherwise, they're just being labeled as people who are not patriotic. Where you would get a vice president of a country to lecture us on the difference between a profession and an occupation, something that is unheard of. Even if you call somebody from Mars, even rocket science, you never get to a point where you have that kind of definition of trying to convince people that these people, they just have an occupation, it's not a profession. So, you know, there's the James Bond quote that we did. We don't expect that.
Thank you so much. Can you hold on? Yes, can you hold on? We're coming back to you. Let's take a caller. Slow Baba Uspasa Chuma. Baba Chuma, kunjani? Hayi siyaphila kakhulu isikhathi sesihambile Chuma. Phose lakho khona po baba. Utsho ukuthi ubona njani ukwenzakala kwele Zimbabwe.
Hey, okwenzakala kwele Zimbabwe kunzima baba, pho ukuthi iqiniso elipheleleyo. Kunokunzima okukhulu kakhulu. Kade amadokotela abeke phansi izikhali abantu bayasezibhedlela. Nanka amatichara katesi lawo. Abantwana kusasa bevula, kakula mntwana uzawuyifundiswa. Angikwazi ukuthi ilizwe lilecele livaliwe lili. Ikuthi nje kasile abakhokheli abangani bakhaliphile enqondweni. Bawasebenzisa kwentini. Manje ungasebenzisa into yentini lapha. Akusebenzi into enjalo lapha emhlabeni la. Uyamele ulaleli. Abantu laba batshela kudala. Amatitha abona atshengisela kulesi khathi. Kwakumele ukuthi ngabalalela izikhalazo zabo. Amadokotela akhuluma kulesi khathi. Kodwa into bezinje kuzingakhangelwa. Umuntu uyabelokhu ekhulume siyale, ekhulume siyale. Hayi, bakithi kunobunzima obukhulu kakhulu. Angazi ukuthi sizagcina singaphi. Kuyacala ivale ilizwe lethu. Sanye ukuthi ngiyakhangela.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ungadinelwa kusasa Sipasa Chuma.
Hayi, kulungile baba.
Siyabonga kakhulu. So all what he's saying is that all these problems started long back and the government should have listened to the needs of the teachers and doctors. So maybe Mr. Chuma can wrap it up in a minute. Baba Chuma, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm there.
Yeah, can you your last word, sir?
Well, what I want to say is that there are genuine problems and genuine strides from all these sectors. Teachers definitely have something to cry about. Their salaries are not probably commensurate with the work that they do. Same with the doctors. Same with almost all the employees. The police, the soldiers, you name it. There is a problem, but. This is our thing. This is our country. This is our new government that just came in. Let us not squeeze it. Let us not kill it. Let us grow it together. let's understand while we're at it. Let's cut some of these things. Gammon also being sincere about it.
Thank you, Mr. Chuma.
And we move on.
I'm sorry, time is out, Mr. Chuma, but thank you so much. Sorry, we are out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Joseph Chuma, a ZANU-PF member, Mr. Obed Masarawura, president of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, and Chief Chirandu, a former army captain in the Zimbabwe National Army. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Let's meet again tomorrow.
And I'm Tanono Kawande. Have a good night. Until we meet next time.